Toronto. Squid Ink Korean Corn Dogs, 60-centimeter long tacos and ketchup and mustard ice cream are just a few of the new wacky foods fairgoers can gorge on at this year's Canadian National Exhibition, as the 18-day event returns to Toronto after a two-year hiatus. Vendors are doing their best to grab visitors' attention through monstrous creations such as edible, slime, and mac and cheese lemonade as the fair and its participants strive to bounce back from the financial setbacks brought by the COVID-19 pandemic. For some of these vendors, the CNE is the big paycheck of the year, said Daryl Brown, CEO of the Canadian National Exhibition Association, which runs the fair. It was a struggle for some of them to make it through the pandemic, but the vast majority are back and they're anxiously awaiting the gates opening. The CNE itself also lost out on more than $70 million in revenue and took a hit of more than $8 million after its 2020 and 2021 events were cancelled, he said. Earlier this week, Brown said there's a lot riding on this year's event, which starts on Friday and continues through September 5. We think it's going to be a banner year for vendors, and hopefully for us, said Brown, adding that advance ticket sales are the highest the association has ever seen. Along with the typical fair foods like hot dogs and poutine, vendors will be offering more than 25 new fun, fried and far-out foods, including Tabasco-topped ice cream and Flamin' Hot Cheetos burgers. There will also be a Celtic food truck festival, as well as other global fair and vegan options. Those looking for a taste of tradition will still find familiar favorites such as waffle ice cream sandwiches and donuts. Violetta Correa, who runs Pancho's Bakery, said not being able to sell their signature churros and tacos at the CNE in recent years was a big hit to the business. Now we're back and we're so happy, Correa said. The bakery, which has fed fairgoers for more than 7 years, created its two-feet tacos and other new Mexican fusion foods to mark the occasion, she said. Scott Dennis, of the BC-based Big Cocos Corn Dogs, said their featured food item, a squid ink corn dog, is a deep-fried take on the Korean-style corn dog filled with cheese, panko, ink batter. We had some other fairs throughout Canada last year, but it's been a challenge with COVID, Dennis said. The ketchup and mustard ice cream offered by So Cute Ice Cream is already drawing attention on social media, even before opening day. Whenever they're not traveling between festivals, they're finding inspiration for new combinations, said owner Samantha Swift. They're also selling mac and cheese pizza and spicy jalapeno pickle lemonade, among other things. It's great to be back at the CNE bringing new food experiences to people, and the energy is great. Everyone's excited to be back, Swift said. The CNE is also touting a nightly drone show as part of its new features. This report by the Canadian Press was first published August 17, 2022. Tyler Griffin, The Canadian Press.